Good morning and welcome to our Christingle service. Welcome any visitors that have not been here before, and hopefully you'll be able to stay and have refreshments upstairs in the lounge when the service finishes. Can I ask you please to politely turn off your phones or put them on silent? Thank you. Thank you to Derek and the band. Before I hand over to Sarah, who will lead us in worship today, can I just ask Peace and her family to come forward and light the Advent candle, please.
As we light our third Advent calendar, we thank you, God, for the love you give as we prepare for Christmas time.
Light of the world, shine on us.
As we seek to worship, you pour love into our hearts to all the people who don't know you.
Light of the world, shine through us.
In this world of pain and darkness, help us to share your love in our service here today. Light of the world, light your way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've been handed a Christmas card from the Adopt a Child, and it's to all at Haverhill Methodist, wishing you every blessing at Christmas and in the coming year, for Peter and Sue. Okay, I'll now hand over to Sarah.
That's okay. I'm Susan. Okay. All right. Okay, I've had permission from Susan to speak to you about cakes. Next Sunday is Sham's last Sunday with us, so I thought it'd be rather lovely. Well, actually, it was Anne's idea that we should do cakes. Quite right. So if you could bring finger cakes next week, please. Nothing too sticky and messy, but yes, I'm sure Moses will be delighted that next Sunday is cakes. Okay, so please bring cakes along. Thanks very much. Bye.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here. I'm Sarah. I'm a member of the congregation, if you don't know me. So you are very welcome to our all-age Christingle service this morning. And we need to say a hello and welcome to kind of towards the camera, people who will be watching it. Oh, yep, the camera's just going on at the moment. give me the thumbs up, Kathy, and I'll welcome everybody. Yep, we're there. So, welcome and good morning, everybody, and welcome. Thank you. Welcome to everybody at home. Hello. We know that you are with us in spirit whenever you watch this, and you are part of our family, and we are glad you are here joining in. So Christingle All Age, some of you will have done this before, maybe some not, so it's going to be quite an active service, but we'll come to those bits in a little while. So let's just pray before we begin. Father God, we thank you that we can gather together here in church and in our homes to worship you and praise you. And as we still ourselves now and prepare ourselves to be in your presence, we ask that you will come, Holy Spirit, that you will be a part of this service, that you will move among us, that you will bring your comfort and your peace and your healing and your joy as we spend time together this morning. Amen. So as we continue to prepare ourselves, let's hear some words from Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. So I'm going to hand over to the band now to lead us in our first block of sung worship. Thank you so much. The words of that song are really incredible. And maybe this week we'll think of those asking God to bring us deeper with him, even into waters where we feel like we can't manage. God will guide us and keep us afloat. Back in October, which feels like a long time ago now, we took, this is Gloria and Claire Waller and I, took 11 young people away to 3Generate, which is the National Methodist Youth Conference, and Elizabeth came with Ivy and Albert just for the Saturday as well, and we had, I think, a really incredible time. And I'm really sorry that we haven't told you about it until now, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to just give you a little flavour of what it was like. There'll be pictures up on the screen at some point that we took while we were there. So I'm going to ask the young people who were there to come up and join me, and then between us we'll kind of try and tell you a little bit about what happened. So come on up now. Be brave. Okay, so I think there were about 1,600 young people from around the country who all gathered together at the NEC in Birmingham. And it was big, wasn't it? It was really big. It was all inside, which was a real blessing. We didn't even have to go outside into the cold weather. So I've got some little prompts, so I'm going to say some words, and then if anybody would like to explain what it was like, I'll hand the microphone to you. Okay, so we stayed in tents inside. Would anybody like to talk about that? Excellent.
They were tiny.
They were tiny, it's true.
We had literally no space in there except for the bed.
Yeah. They were, that's true. So we had, they set up hundreds and hundreds of some very small tents to sleep in. There were different sizes. Next year I will make sure we have bigger tents given to us. And even some of the little ones, you were meant to have two people sleeping, and they gave us sleep mats, but even they were overlapping because it was so small in the tents. So we were all camping inside. Every group had their own little area. Okay. Would somebody like to talk about the food? Yes. Albert. Well done, Albert.
It was tasty.
It was tasty. Good. I know there's somebody who didn't think the food was quite so tasty, but on the whole, catering for, probably with adults, over 2,000 people, I think they did a pretty amazing job. We all had wristbands to wear, didn't we? Different colours for different age groups. Who would like to tell us about the venue? So the big room where all of the activities happened. Can anybody try and describe that? Anybody want to do that? Do you want me to do that? You can do it if you want. You can say more than one thing.
It was like a really big hall with loads of there was like a big inflatable church and domes and different places where activities were, and there was a stage and loads of places, really.
That's right, there were. So it was really huge, all inside, but then there were these kind of inflatable buildings inside as well to go into. You can wander around. There was lots of different venues within it, including a leaders area, which is amazing. Free cafe for all the leaders that were there, and some little seminars going in. So what kind of activities were there, Ivy?
There was lots of activities, but my favourite activity was soap making. So you just, like, put soap in a mould and, like, all these smelly things and then, yeah.
That's right. Soap making was the hit of the weekend for everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. We saw a magic show. It was really cool. We saw Joel from Blue Peter and Hannah got involved and so did Chloe-Anne, and it was really fun. Was really good.
Yeah. Did he give you anything to take away with you?
I did a magic trick with a card and I got the card still.
Yeah.
Like,
and Chloe-Anne's got a Sharpie.
Yeah, Chloe-Anne has Joel's Sharpie. It is very exciting. And you saw him right at the beginning, the first. There he is, over there. He's famous, apparently. He's from Blue Peter. So the first night, when we first walked into the big venue from the camping area, you saw him. It was like, oh, so exciting. And you had a quick chat with him.
We wanted to share because we were in the under-8 section. So they had where the youth group were staying overnight, but you could come up for the day on Saturday. And I just want to encourage anyone who's not in Illuminate yet, next year you can come because you are the youth group of tomorrow. And Albert and I had a fab time. There were so many activities, weren't there? There was art, music, there were science experiments. Do you want to talk about that one?
It was like a rocket, but like we put like medicine stuff and then it like popped off.
Yeah. And it was just amazing. And when we were asked to talk about our day and write little cards, Albert and I decided that serving God is not boring. And it was really nice to step out of the box and do different fun activities, remembering that it is our God who's created it all. Science, art, music, and it was wonderful. And we met lots of new people from all over the country, so it was wonderful.
Brilliant. And there were lots of sports things going on all day, every day. Would anybody like to talk about what kind of things there were? Do you want to take Sam?
There was like this football place, and like it's kind of like, I think it's called the Rec. I forgot. And there's like this basketball place. I know that Derek liked that. There's like this football place as well, open. Most of the boys went there, and there was this dodgeball tournament, like, on the Sunday, I think, and I can't remember who won, but...
There were some climbing walls and a caving thing, and that was really good fun. Yep. We went up them quite a lot.
Victoria, how many times did you do the climbing wall, do you think?
I don't really remember, but I know that I did it a lot of times.
It was a lot of times. There are some pictures of you guys up on the climbing wall. There's like a portable caving thing to go in. All kinds of different activities. Amongst all of this, there were also prayer activities, prayer stations to go around in lots of different venues as well. There was worship on the Sunday morning, wasn't there? And lots of different venues, lots of different ways to worship. So what kind of, so that there wasn't, I think it was like at 10 o'clock or something, the only thing you could do, the only activities that were on were worship activities. So you had to choose what you wanted to do. So what did you guys choose? Can you remember?
The one that I went to was a silent disco one, so basically you just put on the headphones, and then it's like, the music is inside the headphones, but it's like a DJ kind of thing.
Yeah, we did that as well.
Yeah, there was singing, wasn't there? Was there a sports worship thing? Did you do that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Like, at the tennis bay, there would be, what is it, people gathering around and doing a worship.
Amazing. So lots and lots of different things to do. At 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, there was a Christian heavy metal band playing, which was a great way to wake up if you're feeling a bit sleepy. They were really quite something else, so I went in and watched them and thought, this is brilliant. What an amazing witness they can be to people who love heavy metal music, but that's not really me, not my thing. But I appreciated their craft. There was a house band called the Jonah Brothers. Is that right? Moses Brothers. I knew it was one of you guys. So they played in different venues. They were really good. I think somebody had a photo with one of them at the end as well. Janet, was it Janet? Yeah, so that was really good. So there were so many other young people. Did you talk to them? Did you make new friends? Anybody want to say anything about that?
I know Theo made new friends.
He did?
Yeah.
Yep.
At the end of it, he got these new friends and went to the worship area in the arena.
That's right. I remember witnessing that. I will say no more. But it was really good because we were doing activities with lots of different people in different venues. So you could stop and chat and make new friends from all around the country, which was really good. The whole thing was run so... I mean, it was so close to perfect. There were hundreds of volunteers there, adult volunteers, who helped make sure everywhere was safe and welcoming and friendly. Once we all walked into the main venue together and kind of had a look around, it was so safe, we just let them go and do their own things in your little groups. We didn't have to worry at all. You'll notice the yellow t-shirts. So we all had yellow t-shirts. And even though you're probably thinking, I don't want to wear yellow, it made it so easy for us as leaders and for you guys to see where each other were, especially if you were halfway up a climbing wall, Victoria. We go, oh, that's one of ours. There's one of ours. Yeah, they're all eating dinner over there. So that worked really well. And most of the groups there, I would say, had t-shirts, probably all hoodies of some kind. So that was really great. Were there anybody else want to say what your favourite bits were? No? Okay. Do we want to go again next year?
Yes.
Yes, we do. We were even, as we were still there just finishing off, it was like, can we come again next year? Will we be able to come back? This is so good. Will I be too old to come back next year? Oh no, I don't want to be too old. I want to come back. So it's from the main venue is from age 8, I think, up to 18. And the younger venue is 4 to 7, just for the day on the Saturday. And really we were so blessed by our Methodist district, East Anglia district, because they paid for everything. They paid for all of our tickets to go. And they paid for our travel as well in our cars. And our church paid for our t-shirts, so thank you for that. Do you feel like you've got a flavour of what 3Generate is like? Have you got a flavour that we enjoyed it and had a really good time? Yeah? Good. Right, thank you guys so much. You can go and sit down. I would just like to add, Illuminate is a youth group for ages 11 plus that runs here on a Sunday night. And a few weeks ago, our activity was looking at Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and thinking about what it means to us and rewriting it in our own words. And the young people really stepped up. They wrote their own Psalm 23s, and they were so good. I've made them into a booklet. So if you would like to have a look, you can do. There's quite a few of them over here on the edge of the organ. So please do have a look. And if you'd like to take one home, please do that, because they're really, really fantastic. I was reading them, and I was... kind of moved to tears with some of them because they were just so thoughtful and so creative. So have a look at those later on. Okay, we are going to move on now and have our Bible reading from James chapter 1, verses 17 to 18. And Victoria is going to come back up and read that for us.
Every good action and every perfect gift is from God. These good gifts come down from the creator of the sun, moon, and the stars, who does not change like their shifting shadows. God decided to give us life through the world of truth so we could be the most important of all the things that he made.
Thank you very much. So this morning we are going to be making Christingles. I just wonder if there's anybody here who has never made a Christingle before. Maybe you've never even seen one. Is there anybody here? Just put your hand up. Yeah, there's maybe a couple of people. So I think we need to kind of tell you, explain what a Christingle is quickly. It's going to work best, I think, if you see a Christingle, what it looks like, because that will help explain it all. And then I'll ask a couple of people to come up and just tell us what each part of the Christingle is. So a couple of weeks ago, you might remember, Moses was up here leading the service, and he had a really good illustration about cricket. And he had Jonah come up and get dressed in all of the cricketing gear. And Jonah, you did a really good job of doing that, but you did look just a teensy bit embarrassed. And that is the risk of being a minister's son, I think, isn't it? But don't worry, because today I have your back, okay? The tables are turning, and this is what we do to our new ministers. So Moses, if you would like to come up, please. Here we go. So if you hang that over your head. Very good. Yeah, we're missing the candle. That is like a hat that goes, you might have to hold it on, I'm not sure. Yep, perfect. There we go. This is what a Christingle looks like, giant version. Amazing. If you want to just stand at the front, because everybody wants to bask in the glory of this, don't we? Very good. So I'm going to come down. Pictures are taken this site. And I'm going to just ask what all the different things represent. And I've just got the microphone. So does anybody know? This is an orange, like a real orange, meant to be real orange. Does anybody know what the orange represents? Oh, hang on, I'm on my way. This is the first hand that went up. What's the orange?
It represents the world.
The world, it does. And who knows what the candle is? Oh, hang on, somebody else. Oh, Ivy, you're going to make me run. The candle on the top is
light of the world.
Yeah, Jesus, light of the world. Very good. What about the, so you see there's sticks with, like, dried fruit and sweets on. What are they?
The directions of the seasons.
Yeah, the directions of the seas. Well, the direction, like, north, east, south, west, and four seasons. And what's the actual sweets represent, JC?
The people.
The people. See that? Okay. I've not heard of that before. So it could be the people, but I think it's something else. Two, hang on. Is there anybody else? Go on then.
The fruits of the world.
The fruits of the world. All of the good things that God gives us, his blessings. And then the red ribbon that goes round the middle, what is that?
God's love.
God's love, that's right. And do you want to add anything? Because I can see your hand up.
And Jesus' blood.
Jesus' blood, that's right. Really good. Well done, everybody. So the red represents the sacrifice that Jesus made because he loves us so much. And we've got a really big Christingle here. We've got a really big Christingle here as well. This is a Christingle cake that Tom has made for us again this year. So a round of applause for Tom. Definitely. We'll ask him to cut that up at coffee time. And we can eat it. Moses, I'll relieve you of your costume now. Oh. Thank you. Thank you ever so much for being such a good sport. Right, I'm going to get in trouble now. I hope Jonathan, Jamie, please don't be too cross. Can I hang this on the microphone or not? Yeah? I'll do it very carefully. There we go. Okay, so we've got the idea of what a Christingle is, and we're going to go and make some Christingles in just a few moments. Today we are going to be focusing on just one part of the Christingle, the sweets. Yay! all of the good things that God gives us, and when we look at a Christingle, it reminds us to be grateful to God. The Bible reading that we had says that all good things come from God, and that's quite a big statement, isn't it? I wonder how much we remember that and even sometimes believe it, that everything good in the world comes from God. Is he really in the small details of our lives? Well, I think maybe he is. How often do we say thank you to God for all of those little and sometimes big good things that we get, especially if we haven't specifically asked for them? Well, I know that I don't do it all of the time, but I really want to get better at that, thanking God more and more. If we go a bit further on in the Bible, to 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul writes, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And there are so many things for us to be thankful for. But this reading says, thank God in all circumstances. And that kind of makes me think that even when we think there isn't very much to be thankful for, if we're going through a tough time, it can be hard to see the good, can't it? But this seems to be saying, even when it's feeling really difficult, there are things to be thankful for, and we need to be reminding ourselves of those. And the reading that Victoria brought to us from the book of James says, and I've had to practice this, God does not change like shifting shadows. That's hard. You can try that. He does not change. He is always good, always reliable, and always with us. And they are all things that we can be thankful for. So if all good actions and gifts come from God and we're told to be thankful, how do we do this? Well, the Thessalonians reading said, rejoice always and pray continually. To rejoice means to express great happiness about something, or to celebrate might be another word that we might use. First of all, we need to know that there's something to be happy about. How could we be happy about something that we're not aware of? And actually, I think happiness is great, isn't it? It's really good when we feel happy, but it's a feeling. And I think this being thankful in all circumstances, maybe the word joy is a more appropriate word, because I think there's a difference between the two, because I think joy is something that we can experience even when we're feeling a bit down. It's a recognition that there is good in the world, or somebody's looking after us or helping us out, which is God, but lots of other people too. And we can see those good things and have joy in our hearts even when we're in a difficult place and not feeling happy. We can still have that deep within us. And I like that distinction between the two words, happiness and joy. We can, I don't know, does anybody pray continually? I don't think I do. I'm pretty sure I don't. But do you know what? If we're aware of God's presence with us, often at least, we can be having a little conversation with him, can't we? We can be just saying thank you for the little things in life that maybe you haven't prayed for, but something good happens, you experience something that you've appreciated, and it can just be like, oh, thank you God, I really enjoyed that. Sometimes it's really big things too. We can tell other people about the good things going on in our lives and acknowledge God in that, and that can be a way of thanking him. We can sing. And we do sing, don't we? It's a really good way of recognising his goodness and thanking him with our songs of thanks and praise. And we might even raise our hands as we sing, as an expression of our happiness, as an expression of our joy and action, to show our feelings and our beliefs. And I think that by doing good and helping others, we live out our thankfulness in our everyday lives. We might not kind of express it that way. We might not recognize that that's what we're doing. But every good action comes from God. So all of the good things that we do stem from God. And we're passing that on to other people. And the red ribbon around the orange, as we've just heard, reminds us of Jesus' love and sacrifice for us and for the whole world. Later on in the service, we're going to have opportunities to just be still and remember some of the good things that we want to thank God for, and we will have more songs to worship him as well. Now, in a couple of minutes, you're going to be going up into the hall to make your Christingles, and hopefully there's a lot of people here today. I'm hoping we might have enough for one each. When you're making them, if there are some spares, just make them all up, because there might be some people who want to stay down in the church, not go up to the hall, and I'm going to stay down here with you, and we'll have a little prayer activity and some hymns up on the screen to sing along to while the others are up in the hall. And when you go up, Claire is going to be in charge, so do what she says. just follow her instructions. And really, just before you go up, we're going to have a very short video which explains how to make a Christingle. And just remember that the way that we make them here, we put a piece of foil in between the candle and the orange. So you can put foil down. That's not on the video. So let's just have a look. Got it? Do you think you can do that? I think you can. Okay, so those of you who would like to go up, you can go up now to the hall. Everything is ready for you. And then when you're done, you can sit there or you can come back down with us. Okay. Good, we have a nice crowd down here. Very sensible. I'm just going to actually shut this door because I can still hear them. So hopefully if there are spare Christingles, they will make them up and bring them down and give them out to you. So while they do that, and they might only be 10 or 15 minutes, it probably won't be too long, I've just prepared a little kind of prayer activity, really. So I've got some gift tags and some pens that we can bring round to you. And the idea is just to think of one or two or however many things you can write on the gift tag, things that you'd like to thank God for. If you've got so many and you want two gift tags, that is fine. And then when you've written them, you can come and hang them on our Christmas tree as a way of saying thank you to God. So bring some pens around. If you need some help with the writing or the hanging them up, that is fine. But just whenever it's like, this is a very relaxed time now. So feel free to move around, come up to the tree whenever you're ready. And then we're going to just start with a more modern, more contemplative Christmas song. And then I don't know how many hymns we will get through, but I've picked out some hymns that are kind of about thanking God for us to sing along with if we would like to. Does that sound okay? Excellent. Right. Let's see, could somebody just come and grab a... Oh, yep, that's all right. Do you want to go down? Yep, you can take those. So just start thinking about things that you want to write. Say thank you to God for. Write them on. Then just come up whenever you're ready, put them on the tree, and we'll have some music.
I'm going to ask the children to come up to the front with your Christingle. Okay, so that
you can stand at the front to have yours lit. Okay, if you've not got a Christingle, put your hand up in the air, because there are lots. Got plenty. Thank you. So children, oh, I'll take that. Thank you. Children down to the front. If we can. So, yeah, the semicircle, follow Claire's instructions. So if you turn around and face everybody else, kind of try and stand in a bit of a line. Okay. They can come and join us when they're ready. That's it. Okay. Brilliant. Okay, here is what is going to happen. So you need to listen to these instructions, okay? When we're going to have, I'm going to light my Christingle from the wreath, and then I'm going to light Claire and Kim's Christingles, okay? And then they are going to light each end of the children's and then go down the rows to light the ends, whoever's sitting on the end of a row, light your candles, and then you can pass the light along down the rows so that everybody has their candle lit. If you don't want to light your candle, you don't have to do that. That is fine. The safe way to do this, please, is if your candle... I'm going to light my candle now. Okay, if your candle is lit, you keep it upright. Please don't tip it, okay? Because we don't want hot wax anywhere apart from on the candle. If you are lighting your candle, like Derek is going to come and demonstrate, you tip your candle, the unlit one. Thank you. Okay, that is the way we are going to do this. We do have sand and water down here ready if we need it. So you can start with the band, Derek. And then when the ends of the rows are lit, this might be hard for the band, we're going to sing the Christingle song. Okay, I'm going to... Theo, I'm just going to light yours as if you tip yours over the top. That's it. Brilliant. Whee. Okay, if you pass that down. Okay, I'm going to light yours as well. If you tip your candle onto mine. Can you do that? Tip your candle over like this. That's it. Yeah. And then you can pass that along to the next person. Okay, when the ends of the rows are lit, the band are going to lead us in a song. So it's all right if, probably not so bad if you're singing. Yeah, guitar and candle, not so great. Okay, how are we doing? Thank you. Okay. Okay, so I think, Derek, whenever you're ready, we will start. Thank you. Right, if you just have a quick look around at everybody, hold your candle up a little bit, just take in what a beautiful sight that this is. And now I'm going to ask you to blow your candles out, I'm afraid. Okay, and you can go and sit down, take your Christingles with you. Let's hope we don't set any smoke alarms off. Okay, so just while you're sitting down, I'm going to tell you what we did, those of us who stayed in the church. I don't know if you might notice something a little bit different in the church. Well done, Chloe-Anne. There is more things on the Christmas tree now than there were before. We were writing things that we're grateful to God for on gift tags, putting them on the tree as a way of saying thank you to God for all of his blessings, all of the good things that he gives us. And then we sung some songs, some hymns of praise as well. If you would like, if you've not done this, if you were up in the hall, if you would like to write a tag, something you're grateful to God for, there are some tags and pens down here. You can do that after the service. You're very welcome to do that. And we won't spend time doing this now, but maybe before you eat all the sweets, Hannah, Katie, and probably quite a lot of other people. So the sweets and the fruits remind us of God's good things. And what I invite you to do at some point is to look at your Christingle, and however many sweets or raisins, sultanas you have, see if you can think of that many things to thank God for. It looks like you've been very restrained with how many sweets you've put on your sticks. When I led the Cubs Christingle service, they had a lot, didn't they, on their sticks. And there was one cub who didn't have four cocktail sticks. I can't remember. He had about nine. I took a picture of it. I haven't got it here to show you. But he had about nine sticks fully loaded. And it did look really good. And it was a sign of God's overflowing blessings to us. I think that's a good way of saying it. So we are heading now towards the end of our service. But first we're going to have our prayers of intercession and our Lord's Prayer. And Ivy is going to come up now and read those for us. And then we'll have a couple of songs to finish.
The Christingle is round like the world we live in. We thank you, Father God, for creating such a wonderful place for us to live. Like the candle, we pray that we all shine with the light of Christ in the world, so that everyone will come to know the light of Christ in their lives. Like the red ribbon on our Christingles, we love wraps around all of us. We pray that all hungry or homeless people will find their needs met in the love of Christ. We pray for all people who are sick or afraid, lonely or sad, that they may find comfort in the love of Christ. Living Lord, the sweets and fruit remind us of all of our blessings. There are so many things for us to thank you for. Please help us to help others now that all good things come from you and that you are worth loving and following. Amen. We will now say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us from evil, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, forever and ever.
Okay. Just a quick reminder that next week at 5 o'clock, there is our carol service. It will have a slightly different form this time. It won't be Sunday Club leading it. It will be suitable for everybody of all ages, and we would love you to come and join us at 5 o'clock next week. And then I think there's refreshments in the hall afterwards as well. So two final songs to finish to express our joy and our thanksgiving. We're going to sing Amazing Grace and then Joy to the World. If I could have Katie and Josie to come up, and we'll have the offering. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you can sit down if you'd like. Right, Katie is going to read our offering prayer, and then Josie will read our blessing.
Loving God, you made everything that is, so we are giving back to you some of what is already yours. Bless what we have offered and the work it will support. May our offerings help the light of your love burn even more brightly in the year ahead. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, light and hope of the world, as we hold these Christingles and think about our great love for us, bless us to take this light out into the world and to share your love and hope with others, especially those who need it most. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, girls. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I know this has been a long service. Obviously, Moses is rubbing off on me. But I hope that you have had a really joyful service this morning. Please do join us for tea and coffee and cake up in the hall. Thank you.